how much she has to grow up so he, she can swallow him. So be careful. Oprez ako ćete kupovati zmije.
This is class from Brioni, with students who already know a bit of Croatian and would like to improve it. If you go to the next classroom called Risnjak, they are slowly moving away from Dobar dan. 36 students from 14 countries around the world decided to spend a month in class instead at the seaside. The idea goes all the way back to the year 1993, when it was developed by the Croatian Heritage Foundation and the University of Zagreb. Marija Bošnjak is one of the lecturers, but also in charge of the whole course this year. She says that being of Croatian origin is not the only reason students enroll.
Most of them are Croatian origin, but that's not a rule. Some of them, they study history or art, or they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife from Croatia. They are coming from Australia, North and South America. They are coming this year, we have from South Korea, from Japan.
In between classes, I sat down with Veronica and Ivan from the United States, Marta from the UK, and with Oliver from Germany. It's only their second day studying here, but already they are making jokes, though not yet in Croatian. I asked them why they had decided to study the language.
I'm here right now with my sister. We really want the opportunity to connect back to our Croatian heritage, and we thought this was a unique experience that we wouldn't be able to get in the United States. And so it was a great way to combine travel and exploring a new city and connecting back to who we are and where we come from.
Back at school, I had many friends from ex-Yugoslavia, and they always talked Yugoslavian. So when I talk to my friends, I start in Croatian and they switch back to German because they say, okay, we don't understand what you're saying, or you need to say this. And I said, correct me, and they don't do this. And I decided I need to learn their language, just broadening the horizon.
So my father is from Konavle, which is a small village just outside of Dubrovnik. And so I've been coming to Dubrovnik since I could walk, but somehow I've never picked up the language. So I came here to learn the language and to sort of reconnect with my roots, yeah.
Is it spoken in your family occasionally, or?
Not really. My father learned it as his first language, but he doesn't really speak it at home.
120 lessons in 3 weeks and a lot of homework will probably do the trick. But the first challenges are already there.
It's refreshing because it's something new and it's a new challenge. Just learning how to pronounce things has been the biggest challenge.
What was today the word which you had trouble pronouncing?
How do you say children? It's
Dieko.
And like just dieca. Like dieca, yeah. And just like making well, I'm a I don't know Croatian yet.
The grammar is very interesting. So from a German perspective, grammar is sometimes very similar. In Croatian, you use the words the same way. Very often use them in German. So grammar is not the issue. The issue is sometimes that I'm missing vocals in words and I'm not used to speak so many consonants step by step without a vocal in between. So this is complicated for me.
It is fun, you know, when I finished the class, I said, did I kill you? And they said, yes, because usually, okay, when I say, yeah, some T, C, it's not a problem. Okay, negative form, they just add a N in front of it. But then when it comes to the question form, yes, moli dobro, yes, I'm li student, and then it's like totally new world. But it's always like that. But of course, tomorrow we will practice that. But for the first time, and they hear all these things, you know, it's like, oh, how many of these things? But that's normal.
But it's not only about learning the language. It's also about experiencing the Croatian culture. Some encountered it already in their childhood, while for others, everything is completely new.
I've kind of inherited certain Croatian songs, like my mom loves Bijelo dugme and Prljavo kazalište. And I've seen ko pjeva zlo ne misli, because they liked showing films to me and my brother. And I remember when I was younger, we used to watch Šegrt Lapić, the cartoon series, which was nice.
And I guess why I respect Croatia and why I like admire it so much is it's like one of the few countries and cultures left where people at home, like everything is like done on their done at home. Like, you know, cheeses can be made at home. They make their own wine. They make their own olive oil. You know, everything is homemade. And there's a respect and value placed on those things and that craft, to take the time to make things, is something that is really special about this place.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that they said to us during orientation is that Croatia is a small country, but it's incredibly diverse. And I think that's like really true, and it's reflected in the program here. Most of the people here have some sort of familial connection to Croatia. And so you get exposed to Croatian culture, but you also get exposed to Australian culture and British culture and that sort of thing. So you get more than just Croatia through the program, which I really like.
This week they are all going to the Plitvice Lakes. Hrvatsko Zagorje is also on the list. In between, they will study and leave with a university certificate, but also with something more important, Croatia in their hearts.